Welcome back. We're up to Perek Chav Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 24, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah wants to know, continuing the discussions of different feeding methods that are prohibited on Shabbos that could involve a significant amount of effort, so the Mishnah wants to know, Ein ovsin es hagamal velo dorsin. One can't force feed a camel with large amounts of food, or even with smaller amounts of food on Shabbos, and you can't do this by pushing the food down the camel's throat far enough that it can't bring the food back up, because this would involve a lot of effort, which you can't do on Shabbos. Aval malitin, but you can put food down its throat to a point where the camel can still bring it back up, because this would not involve a significant amount of effort. And obviously, if you have never fed a camel before, then this sounds unusual. But if you have fed a camel, then I would assume it makes a lot of sense. Ve'ein mamrim es ha'golim aval malitin. You can't fatten calves by force feeding them, but you can put food down their throats to the point where they can still bring it back up. Umahalkatin letarnagolin. And you can also put food down the throats of chickens to the point where they can still bring it back up. Ve'nosnin mayim limorsan. You can put water into bran for animals of a low goblin, but you can't knead the bran and the water together. If you add the water, that's fine, but there is an idea of kneading of lush on Shabbos that is prohibited, and so you can't knead them together. But you can simply add them together. You can add the water into the bran. Okay, then says the Mishnah further, Ve'ein nosnin mayim lefnei devorim v'lefnei yonim shebeshovach. You can't put water in front of bees or in front of doves that are in a dovecot, because these creatures are able to find the water by themselves. So if you do this, it's an unnecessary exertion on Shabbos. But you can put water in front of geese, chickens, or what's called the Herodian pigeons that you're raising, because these are dependent upon him for food and water and will not be able to find it on their own. Okay, that was Mishnah Gimel. Now Mishnah Dalet says the Mishnah, you can cut up raw gourds on Shabbos for an animal to eat, because they're not considered muktzah, even though gourds are normally eaten by people and not by animals, since they have to normally be cooked to be eaten. So raw gourds, you might think that they're muktzah. Nonetheless, raw gourds are not muktzah, because they can be eaten by animals, and so therefore they're considered ready and capable of being used on Shabbos, and so you can cut them up for the animals. And we can also cut up an animal that died on Shabbos for the purpose of the dogs being able to eat it, because it's not muktzah. Why is this animal not muktzah? Because the normal use for a live animal is usually, this is again according to the basic understanding of the Mishnah, the normal use for a regular live animal is that it would be slaughtered and eaten by people, and therefore, since slaughtering is normally prohibited on Shabbos, the animal was not prepared for its regular use when Shabbos began. But nonetheless, the carcass of the animal is not going to be considered muktzah, because the animal could die on Shabbos, and so therefore it could become usable as dog food, and so therefore it is considered prepared for this purpose. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, not at all. If it wasn't dead before Shabbos began, then it's not considered prepared, and you can't cut it up on Shabbos, because it's not considered something that was prepared for the dog's use, and so therefore it's going to be considered muktzah. The Mishnah now says further in the final Mishnah of the Masechta, Mefir Nedarim b'Shabbos, we can annul vows on Shabbos, whether it is a husband annulling his wife's vows or a father annulling his daughter's vows, you can do this on Shabbos. And we can ask an expert or a court of a Beis Din to release us from vows that we had made to abstain from things that are necessary for Shabbos. And pokekin es ha-ma'or, you can temporarily close off a window on Shabbos with a board that isn't attached to it, because it's only a temporary addition. Umodidin es ha-matlis, and you can measure a rag to determine its size. Ves ha-mikveh, and you could measure a mikveh to determine its size, because these have mitzvah purposes, and measuring for regular purposes is not allowed, but for mitzvah purposes it is allowed. Umaseh b'mei aviv shal Rabbi Tzadok b'mei Abashal ben Batnes, and there was a story in the days of Rabbi Tzadok's father and Abashal ben Batnes, that they were basically, the background we need to know is that there were two houses that had like a narrow alley between them, and their two roofs of these houses were connected by a barrel that basically reached over the alley from one house to the other. So in one of the houses, a man was about to die, and the people in the second house were concerned that the tumah from the first house would spread through the window into the house, into the alley, and then it would go into the house. So shepakaku esamaor betafiach. So this is what happened. To prevent tumah from going into the second house, the residents of the second house shuttered up the window in their house that faced the alley with like some sort of an earthenware container. And then says the Mishnah further, v'kashru es hamakeda v'gemi, and they measured an earthenware vessel to see that the width was exactly a tefach wide. And after they did this, they tied it to a stick with a strand of reed grass and put it sort of like in an upward position to see if the kli would fit through the gap that was in the barrel. Leida im yesh bagigis posech tefachim left, and to determine whether or not the gap in the barrel that was overhanging the alley was a tefach wide. Umidivrehan lamanu shepokukin umodudin vekosher mashabbos. And from this story, we learn three things that you can do on Shabbos. Number one, you can temporarily close up a window, as they did with the earthenware container. Number two, you can measure to determine the status, the legal measurement of something for the purpose of a mitzvah, like they did with the tefach wide vessel. And number three, they can tie a one can tie a temporary knot, as they did with this reed grass. With that, Hadron Alach Maseches Shabbos, Fesliga Alach Maseches Shabbos. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Maseches Erevin. But for now, have a wonderful day.